So I was going to start with this one. Last time we ended with family curses. And so I wanted to kind of just unpack this a little bit more. Just a few questions with that. How do
Okay.
we maybe even know that they're going on? How do we deal with them? What
Well, a lot of people.
prayers do we recommend? And maybe give some examples of what some of these may look like so a person can see, okay, this is something going on that I need to address with prayers or with certain other things that I do.
I just had a phone call yesterday with a guy that thinks he's cursed. So, when you're wondering if you're cursed, it's because nothing goes right for you. And that could be a curse, or it could just be, life sometimes sucks. And that's just the way it is. And sometimes it takes a while for it to turn around. Sometimes God is trying to bring you closer to Him. And he allows a lot of things to happen. But sometimes you're cursed. And the ways that curses manifest themselves is like, follow your family tree. Look at how far back can you go? Like, do you know your parents' parents? Do you know how many generations back can you follow? And then you do that and you discover that every time there's a generation or a group of kids, every third daughter gets an abortion. Every fourth son commits suicide. Every child in every marriage gets a divorce. When things like that start happening, that's when you want to start looking and seeing, okay, what's going on here? Well, I mean, I've got friends that have been married for years. And nobody in their family's ever been divorced, yet everybody in, three generations of families, and we're talking 20 people, all of them are divorced. How did that happen? So you might have a curse. You just might have 20 people that pick the wrong spouse. But I've got tests I can give people. You can determine whether this is a curse or it's not a curse. And that's what I said, I put my phone number out there and my email address and people can contact me. And I'm about right now I probably have over 300 emails that I'm behind. Our interview went crazy. We have so many emails from that and so many phone calls. I spend one day answering emails all day. The next day, I'm on the phone all day. The next day, I do emails all day. The next day, I'm on the phone all day. I am nowhere close to catching up.
It's like
Like I said, I'm over 300.
you're doing your penance.
I'm doing my penance right now. I'm like 300 emails behind. And, I tell people on my interviews, I will get to you, but you gotta have patience. You're not the only person that emailed me. You've 299 closest friends that you've never met also emailed me. And so yeah, I have. If somebody wants to know, like, the signs of possession, because people call me all the time. I think my sister's possessed. I think my mom is possessed. And I ask them, what? Why do you think that? Like, what are your signs telling you this person's possessed? And they'll tell me something like, this man called me. This was a few years ago. He called me and said that I think my wife is possessed. I heard what you said in an interview that the person is unusually strong. I said, okay, what does she do to show that she's unusually strong? He goes, what would you call it if you saw somebody pick up four or five completely loaded laundry baskets and carry them around the house like they were nothing? I said, I'd call it my Baptist mom. I said, my mom carried five laundry baskets that were fully loaded almost every day. And she was a mom. She could do that. She has that mom strength. And she could do that and carry one of us too. And he's like, oh, I thought that was unusual strength. I said, let me give you an example of unusual strength. I was sitting on a couch with a priest. It was a large leather couch. I mean, so it's got, you know, wood inside of it, leather, metal, cushions. It's very plush. I'm going to guess the couch weighs about 400 pounds. That's my guess. Now, I weigh at that time about 240. Father weighed about 200. We got invited in because there's creepy stuff happening in the house, and the dad wanted the priest to come over and check it out, and he brought me along to see what I thought. This little boy walks into the room. Little boy is could be as old as 7, but looks like he's 4 or 5. He walks in and he smiles, and his dad says, "Play nice, play nice." He walks over and squats down. I'm sitting on the, if you're looking at me, I'm on the far right side. Priest is on the far left side. Little boy reaches down to where the chair, the leg is of the couch, grabs that, and lifts everything above his head. I'm on the couch. Father's on the couch. Couch weighs around 400 pounds. So this is 800 pounds. This little boy just lifted above his head like it's nothing,
That's
like he's holding a little matchbox car.
almost hard to imagine, except if you imagine like a cartoon or a movie or something.
Right. And because when we walked in, he said, "I'm not sure if it's an infestation or a possession. We'll determine it once we, you know, by the time we're done, we'll know." So this little kid lifts the couch up with me and the priest on it. And his dad is like, "Play nice, put the couch down, don't hurt the nice men." And the kid puts it back down like that, smiles, giggles, and runs away. And I turned and looked at the priest and I said, "Possession." And he kind of giggled a little bit and goes, "I think you're right." He goes, "We're thinking that kid needs to be exercised." You know, and the dad was like, "I'm pretty sure he does amazing stuff, but he does stuff he couldn't possibly do. And he's not holy. You know, he talks with foul language." And, you know, he said he can walk across the ceiling. And so he ended up getting, you know, exorcism, but, you know, not from us, not that day.